This is going to be righteous, Gunny, Corporal Ethereal Randigold said as the sailor strapped her in. Don't forget to close your face shield, Glub Glub. The sailor pressed the hatch closure button and the corporal winked at Rev just before the capsule closed. Gunnery Sergeant Reverend Pelletier, Pegasus Union Marine Corps, just rolled his eyes. That woman would think wrestling a starving tiger would be fun, he muttered. Your heart rate is climbing, Punch, his AI battle buddy, told him. No shit, Sherlock. Rev would face a Noxley warrior in combat, and he'd done so more times than he could count without hesitation. He was in control in that situation, relying on his own skills as a Marine. This, he took a deep breath. For the next 4+ hours, Rev would be just a tool in a toolbox, relying on someone else to get that toolbox down on their target planet. He was merely a product to deliver without any control over the delivery. Who the hell's bright idea was this? The R&D division of Juniper Systems, Inc. Yeah, it's that R&D part that bothers me. You didn't seem that concerned during the operation order. That's because it wasn't sitting in this trash can ready to be thrown out. Would you like to hear a joke? That, or I can give you a shot of happy juice? Rev was tempted to take up the offer of whatever his meta-nanos could give him. Go off to La La Land, wake up when he was on the planet. But if he was about to meet his end, he wanted to go out aware of what was happening. Just give me the joke. I know you've been waiting for the opportunity to spring it on me. What's the difference between a Karnan looking for a date and the trash? Punch had a habit of telling jokes that pertained to whatever was going on at the moment, but they hadn't been talking about Karnans. Oh, I just said trash. Okay, what is the difference between a Karnan and a trash can? At least a trash can gets taken out once a week. Rev didn't even try to suppress the groan, but as much as he put down his battle buddy's jokes, he did sort of like them. Gunnery Sergeant Pelletier? One of the yellow-shirt sailors asked as he moved into Rev's view, looming over him. That's me. Okay, I'm going to secure you for the insert. You can move your weapon across your chest. I need to add this auxiliary strap. Rev shifted Pashu across his chest. His Ibu was only one of the reasons he wasn't comfortable with this new insert method. It wasn't designed for an Ibu Marine. Heck, even the Karnans, as big as they are, were still within the capsule's parameters. The sailor reached into the capsule and, with sure motions, first secured Pashu in place, attached an extension to the normal harness, then clicked it into the holders. "Try and move your weapon," the sailor said. "My Ibu," Rev said under his breath, but he tried to shift her. "Pretty tight," he said. Rev wasn't sure why he'd even needed the additional restraints. He had extensive support webbing throughout his body, and he was used to his Ibu's mass. As tight as he'd be with the capsule sealed up, he figured he'd be able to handle Pashu throughout the insertion process. The fact that the engineers thought he needed something extra was a little disconcerting. What did they know that he didn't? "Good go, then." He started to reach for the closure button. "May the mother guide, you're sure this is going to release me when, you know?" Rev asked, interrupting the sailor. "Nope, not sure." "What?" The sailor laughed. "We didn't make these things, never used them before. We're just following the instructions. But the restraining strap, we made that in our shop. I can promise you that if everything else works, then that strap will release you." Which didn't give Rev a warm and fuzzy.